now we're going to move on to the debate, as we always do. And we've brought in two debaters who are going to debate the serious issues that were raised here. Debater number one, can I have your name, please?
Bow down and beware of the Shabazz fist. I am the street preacher extraordinaire. The Lord God sent me down to the streets to stop the stop signs and make the go signs go. I'm Father Kalani Shabazz.
I'm sorry, so you're a street preacher? You preach two items on the street?
I preach to everyone who follows me on the street corner of life, my brother and my sister. I will teach you the ways of the stop sign and how to stop them from impeding upon your life.
All right. And debater number two.
Hi, I'm Little Miss Muffet, and I don't know what stop signs are because I live in the country.
Read the book of John, King John, verse 7, verse 8. You will learn the stop sign is impeding upon your life and impeding upon progress and impeding upon the paid promise. Ezekiel and Isaiah, they both agree that the stop sign is the way of the devil and the way of the Lord, both in one.
Is that Miss Muffet from the nursery rhyme?
Is there another?
I don't know.
Well, yes.
Okay. As I'm sure all of our listeners at home could have figured already, Miss Muffet believes that this tract is 100% true. And, oh gosh, what's your name, sir?
Father Kalani Shabazz.
Father Kalani Shabazz believes that this tract is false.
Oh, I do indeed.
So, Father Shabazz, why don't you, tell us why it's false.
Here in this tract that you have presented for the nice folks at home, you have presented the idea that there are preachers who are good, there are preachers who are bad, there are preachers who go to prisons and take care of money. They're all lies, I tell you, my brothers and sisters. Read the cardboard sign next to my head, the cardboard sign beneath my feet. They will tell you the truth, that they are all lies. There are no gods, there are no Jesuses, there are only stop signs and go signs in the ways of life. I preach this from my street corner every morning from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you're preaching that there's no God.
I am preaching that these preachers are wrong. You do not preach good. You do not preach bad. You only preach that the stop sign must be impeded upon and stopped their own ways.
You're trying to stop stop signs?
I am trying to stop that which is impeding your mind from reaching the true perfection of the truth and the magic that is up there in the sky, in the heavens, and in the skyscraper.
I do have a kind of a question. Do you have a driver's license?
No, the driver's license are the tool of the Antichrist and the tool of the DMV. I do not believe in centralized government or centralized religion. I only believe in what I believe. Read my cardboard sign over there next to my little tip jar, and you will understand the truth if you read the book of Ezekiel. Read the Bible, because I have read the Bible, my friend, Mr. Pompous Man who sits behind a microphone. I have read the Bible back to front, front to back, hand in hand, east to west, and I'll tell you something. If you try to go east and west in the backfield, you will end up running north and south. It is best to just go around the side, around the running lanes, and because otherwise, you are going to wind up 10 yards back and with a penalty flag on your ass.
I can see the sign. It says this end up, but it's upside down.
Indeed it is. It is upside down. It is downside up. It is inside out, and it is peanut butter and jelly all the way, baby.
All right. Well, that's a compelling voice. But, Miss Muffet, Miss Muffet?
Yes?
Have a seat. Why don't you tell us why you disagree?
I'm afraid.
You should be afraid, my little girl. You should be afraid.
I need to get my composure. This man scared me.
Well, he is kind of frightening.
As you all know, the nursery rhymes that I am in are a metaphor for life.
Yes.
And Mother Goose is a metaphor for God.
Oh.
She is God.
Really?
Yes.
You realize if you spell the word goose inside out, you get suga. It's true!
How is that?
Read the cardboard sign over by that bus.
Oh, over there it says, the one the guy's holding, or?
Indeed, the one my servant is holding. I paid him $50, and he is sitting there with my cardboard signs.
Please help, I'm a veteran.
Indeed he is. He is a veteran of the Lord's army, the invisible army that is out to stop all traffic lights and signs, for they impede the progress of the mind toward heaven.
Miss Muffet.
Yes?
Now you believe this tract is true.
I do.
Let me ask you this. Henry says in this tract that if you respect someone, let me see exactly what he said. If you have respect to a person, you commit a sin.
What he meant was if you respect a person who is sinning,
then you commit a sin as well.
Yes.
So in other words, you should like spit on sinners?
Yes.
I spit on sinners all the time. I also spit on my own feet. But there is a reason for doing that. Because it stops them. It stops the government. It stops them from getting into your mind. Read the cardboard sign over on that building that I have posted. I posted that building. I posted it right there.
You posted the building?
I posted the building. It said post no bills, but I posted a bill. Oh, yes, I did. I posted the bill because I am teaching the ways of the Lord here.
Now, hold on. We still haven't found out why this tract is true. If at all. Of course, we haven't really found out why this tract is false.
Yes, we have.
Oh. Okay.
Don't get him started again, please.
No, it's all right. We can get through this. Here's what we're going to say. You said it's a metaphor. Your nursery rhyme is a metaphor.
Yes.
Can you please explain your metaphor?
Well, Mother Goose is God, and whatever she says is what we do.
No, I mean of your... Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider, and sat down beside her, and wriggled and triggled and tickled
inside her. And frightened me away. Yes, the metaphor here is that the spider is a sinner, and I'm not respecting him. I'm running away from him to save my purity.
So that's why Henry is such a jerk in this tract.
What?
Well, that's why
the reason Henry is a jerk in this tract is because the government has gotten into his mind, and they have told him that to impede your mind to get to heaven, you must lie to the children. You must lie to all peoples everywhere. You must get on television wearing a big afro and tell everybody that they're lying.
Well,
me,
no, hold on.
I, like it is.
Hold on,
I don't care if I stink. I'm on a street corner teaching truth.
I beg to differ. I think the reason that Henry was... as you say, a jerk, though I don't think so, was because he was frustrated and jaded because everybody believed his brother, who was bad and a sinner, and watched evil pornography, and not him.
What's the difference between evil pornography and good pornography?
It's all evil.
Oh.
Pornography saved my life, and it can save yours too. Just call my house, and I will give you the course, $29.95, and I'll teach you how pornography can help you reach heaven
what if
and
it's,
obey the yield sign.
What if it's pornography with Jesus in it?
There is no such thing.
Oh, yes, there is. I have read stories of the Virgin Mary blessing Jesus as he got out of the river. Oh, yes, she did. She saw what was rising out of his grave, if you want to be so graphic.
Your mind is in the gutter.
No, it isn't. It's actually in the gutter because I've been drinking a lot of Windex.
That's what she said. But, okay.
Read my cardboard sign and it will tell you that I've been drinking a lot of Windex. Oh, wait, that's my court case. That's my court papers. Oh, man.
It says issues. It says pending. Date pending. No, you're going to be on trial?
Oh, yes, I am. But it is a trial against the yield sign. I mean, against the stop sign. I'm for the yield sign because the yield sign is going to teach you the truth, Mr. I sit behind the microphone and announce things.
Is there a way to run away out of this studio?
No, you must stay until the end of the debate. I believe we do have an expert, however.
Down the hallway, baby.
We have an expert here with us.
Hi. I'm the spider.
The spider from...
From the story, yeah.
From the story, not the tract, though, right?
From the story, from Miss Muffet.
Okay, so you're
spider.
A sinner.
No!
Oh, so you side with the preacher over there.
I don't know, but she tried to kill me. And
I did not. I ran away.
I knew I'd seen you before. The newspaper told me you were going to be here today, and so did the lantern down the street.
But I just went from Charlotte's Web to your lap, and
look,
then you try and kill me.
Look, I don't think you should be too worried about it. I'm pretty sure she just swallowed you because she swallowed a fly.
No, that's the other lady.
I didn't swallow a spider.
I swallowed a lot of spiders in my day, back when I was in Vietnam. I swallowed a lot of spiders, and I also swallowed a lot of floor cleaner.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, Spider, you said you wanted to be an expert for us, so... Please.
Yes, I'm not a sinner. She's lying.
She's lying.
She's a liar.
Just like that evil stop sign down the road.
It's
no,
a liar.
Just like Miss Muppet. Maybe Mother Goose is God, but I'm not evil.
What's a stop sign?
A stop sign is pots reversed slightly and made into an octagon of red and white colors.
Interestingly enough, we do have the inventor of the stop sign on the other line. Hello, sir?
Cease and desist, citizens.
Can you please state your name, sir?
Yes, I am Stoppy.
Stoppy the stop sign inventor.
Yes, that's...
Welcome to our show.
Yes, you are welcome that I'm here.
Can you please tell us a little bit about your invention, the stop sign? It's kind of an issue in our debate today.
Well, really, I believe the debate should be done with. I mean, really, you need to come to a full and complete stop before you proceed.
Well, we have to keep going.
You impede progress, Mr. Stop Sign. You are the tool of the devil. I do not like you at all. Oh, no. I'm going to stop praying right now to the yield sign.
Well, maybe you should stop not telling us why you invented the stop sign. What did you invent it for? Stop not telling us.
Well, basically, I'm a good Christian... And I started touching myself.
Oh, yield sign, save me from the stop sign.
My mother's kept on telling me, stop, stop. And I did, and it changed my life.
So you put up a sign to remind everyone to just stop sinning?
Stop masturbating.
Oh. Which is a sin.
And how did it get adopted by cars?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know how sometimes you get all hot, and your engine just gets a rut, Bevan?
Yes.
And you just want to put your hands on that steering wheel and that stick shift and just go?
Yes.
Well, that's why you stop.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Thank you for getting in touch with us.
I want to wax my legs.
That was Stoppy, the stop sign inventor.
Save me, yield sign.
Sir.
Oh, is he gone?
I'm sorry.
Is he gone?
Yes, he is.
Oh, thank goodness. Save me, yield sign. I told you the yield sign would save me. If you read my cardboard sign on the manhole cover over there by the stinky guy, not me, the other stinky guy, you will see that the yield sign will protect you from the stop sign.
It says murder.
Indeed it does, because the stop sign is murder. It is the devil's tool, my son.
Okay, well...
Now give me $5 so I can get a cup of coffee.
No, hold on.
And lace it with scotch.
If you win the debate, I'll give you the coin.
Yay!
But, first, closing arguments, unfortunately. Go right ahead.
This track is a lie, because they are not talking about the real truth here. I don't care how many prisons you preach to. I don't care if you go to Shawshank and talk to Morgan Freeman. It's not going to work, baby, because it's not all about God. It's not all about Jesus. It's not about going and talking to scuzzy convicts. It's not about going on TV with some big afro and talking about, yeah, everybody loves me. I'm going to take care of everything. No, it's all about this. It's all about the stop sign and the yield sign and the constant battle between the two signs. If you read my cardboard signs that I gave to the president and put up at his house, you will see that I am telling you the truth. This track is a lie because it's about yield and stop signs.
Well, Miss Muffet, that's a pretty heavy allegation. I don't know why you keep going on TV with your afro.
Me?
Yes.
I don't have an afro and I don't know what TV is. This man has just been telling lie after lie.
No, I've been telling truth.
It's my closing argument.
If you come to my tent, I will show you the truth.
No. Hold on. Let her finish. Tell me about these lies he's telling.
Well, first of all, he keeps saying that signs are evil, and yet he keeps creating them, so I don't know what his deal is. But Mother Goose is the metaphor for God in my world, and...
But God is a man, isn't he?
Not according to the tract. God is a woman.
Oh, that's true.
See? Mother Goose. Woman. Mother Goose. Anyway, also... Stoppy the stop sign maker was right because, for instance, little Jack Horner, who sat in the corner, used to have a bad masturbation habit, and Mother Goose told him to stop, and now he's going to heaven.
There is only one way to heaven, and that is through the yield sign. You must pass through the yield sign, like Alice through the looking glass, and you will see the truth on the other side.
This man is going to turn me into a sinner soon.
Indeed, I am. I want you to remove your filthy vestments and join me in the back alley where I put my cardboard signs when I'm not done.
Anyway, the spider was a sinner. I ran away from him. I am very pious, and Mother Goose told me that God will accept me into his home, and I will go to heaven.
Okay, well, this is a very intense debate. Fortunately for everyone, Miss Muffet won. So we don't have to...
Sign! Everywhere a sign!
I told you!
We don't have to deal with any of this sign stuff, really, which is probably for the best, because I don't know what this side up, down has to do with much of anything. But
can I just say one last thing in closing?
What's that?
No!
Oh.
I realize that it is very hypocritical of me to use a lot of cardboard signs to express my point against signs. You do not need to point this fact out to me, because I have been drinking a whole lot of bus fumes.
That's also a sin.
That's also a sin. And she's right about that, as I know from this coin. Here you go, ma'am. You get to keep the coin, I guess.
Thank you.
This is Tractor Fiction. Hopefully you all learned stuff about why you shouldn't inhale bus fumes or drink them, either way.
Ooh, bus fumes!
Thank you for listening. I'm Frank Allen. Good day.